This segment is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60. Start your day right with a healthy breakfast, including low-fat and fat-free dairy.
Great to have you back with us here on Texans 360. Drew Doherty filling in for Mark Vandermeer as the host this week. And we just heard from John Harris and DP Sidhu about what they saw in OTAs this week. But what about Coach O'Brien and the players? Well, started off with a pretty big announcement about a trip they're taking in early August.
I think, you know, I do really believe in these joint practices. You know, I think when you can, especially when you can, for us, when we can get away, go to Richmond, practice against a very, very good football team with a great coaching staff and great players, and be in a hotel and kind of, it's like a camp unto itself. So I think that it's going to help our team. I thought when we went to Denver last year, I thought that was a great experience for our team. I think it helped our team, and hopefully this will be the same type of experience. We're looking forward to working with those guys. And speaking to Coach Gruden, he's just obviously a great guy to work with. I know that New England went against him last year. They had a great experience with him, so we're looking forward to the same thing.
Announced that you're going to have joint practices with the Redskins. I know you always like to, you know, the competition when you go against another team. So
it's fun. I love competing. I love the opportunity to go against somebody else. You know, training camp can be one of those times that can be long when you're facing the same people over and over again, especially when it's your own guys. So the opportunity to play another team and see new faces, see new schemes, it's going to be fun. And the chance to go up, I think it's in Richmond, Virginia, right? You know, go see a new area, see some new people. So it'll be fun.
It's a great opportunity. You know, I don't get to get back in that area often to play at all. So being in my backyard to practice against Washington, that's a good opportunity, you know, for a lot of my family, close friends, to come out and kind of, you know, check me out, check us out as a team in a competitive environment. I'm looking forward to it.
What did you think when you heard about it?
I was excited, man. You know, I wasn't quite sure when I heard it was going against him. Wasn't quite sure if their camp was still out there or not. So when I heard it was still in Richmond, I was excited. You know, I sent out a text to my mom and everybody, you know, so they'll be out there in full attendance.
It's going to be great. Anytime you can compete against another team, especially during camp, seeing a new face and doing that, and they run it. They have a 3-4 defense similar to ours, and getting to go against this personnel, it's awesome.
I think it's pretty important. You know, number one, it just breaks up the monotonous feeling of going against, you know, the same defense, the same personnel every day against each other. You know, going against another team, different player, someone you're not as familiar with, in a competitive environment, very important. And I think it just keeps everyone on our toes. You know, you have a lot of different looks that you're not prepared for, that you don't see on an every down basis, for all facets, you know, offense, defense, special teams. And it just raises your level of play a little bit, I think.
Number 23, Arian Foster, has been dicing through defenses since he became a starter in 2010. Well, how important is he in this offense? Bill O'Brien explains.
You know, when he plays and he's out there, he means a lot to our offense. He's one of the best backs in the league. I believe what I've seen this spring out of him, he's a very motivated individual. I think he's out there. He's practicing hard. He's been here every day. We appreciate that as a coaching staff. And, you know, he is. You're right. He's an important part of our offense, and we need him out there. And he's been out there every day, and it shows. You know, we've been able to do some decent things on offense this spring. A lot of it has to do with him being out there.
A year ago at this time, we found out some pretty scary news about David Quessenberry. He was diagnosed with lymphoma, but he attacked his rehab. The team rallied around him with DQ Strong, and now he is cancer-free. We checked in on DQ this week.
It feels amazing. You know, it feels really good, actually. It's hard to put in words, but, you know, we're just out there. I'm out there running, working out, meeting meetings, and it's been great to be around the guys.
How far, where are you right now in terms of where you want to be? How far along are you? Can you put a percentage on it or anything like that?
It's hard to put a percentage on it, but I can definitely feel myself getting stronger, and that's exciting. I can feel myself getting stronger. I can feel my body changing, and it's motivating for me to, like, push, you know, that much harder.
Well, first of all, I think his story is something that we probably, and I know you guys have done a great job of covering his story, but, you know, I mean, I think it's something that should be talked about even more. I mean, think about what this guy's gone through just to even be here today, you know, to even be here playing on a pro football team, coming back from cancer. You know, I think probably it's a little bit better question for him, Brian, not as a cop-out, but just more, He's a very bright guy. He knows his own body really well. He knows where he's at in his treatments. I have an idea where he's at. I would say that this season is a possibility. I would not rule it out. I would not rule it out, but we haven't come to that determination yet. He's here every day. He's not allowed to be out there as far as, you know, in the practice, but he's out there. You guys see him out there. He's in all the meetings. He can lift weights. I just think it's an unbelievable story, and it says a lot about him, and it says a lot about our organization, I think, that you know, we've stuck by him.
Yeah, you know, hearing those things, that's just, you know, it's even more motivation. But, you know, for me, it's just coming back in here and being around the people that I love and doing the things that I love. And that's what really it's all about for me. And that's my journey right now.
That's amazing. Just seeing him every day fight through this. We know it's a long run, and he's out there grinding every day. He works out every morning, and he's out there. He's in every meeting. And just seeing him fight through this, we're all there behind him.
Every time I see him, man, it's inspiring. You know, I know this weekend was, you know, it's been a year since he was diagnosed, and just seeing the progression, you know, on a weekly basis, it's been amazing. Nothing showed up amazing. You know, he's fought hard, hasn't said much, you know, has never put his head down or showed any sign of weakness or just kind of vulnerability at all throughout this whole process. And he's been lifting us up, you know, as much as we try to do for him, he's been doing that for us. And to have him in our meeting rooms, out there on the practice field with us, it's incredible. And knowing that he has a shot to strap up the pads again, you know, it's amazing.
A little bit later, there have been some changes on the coaching staff, and that was made official this week. But coming up next, a check presentation for some very worthy recipients. And who's in your entourage? We'll find out when Texas 360 returns.
Online at wingstop.com and get that flavor you crave. Wingstop, get at it.
Working with the Houston Astros to pioneer less invasive treatments for shoulder injuries. Advancing the way we treat foot and ankle injuries for Houston Ballet. And using innovative healing techniques to get the Houston Texans back on the field faster. Working with elite athletes to better treat the everyday athlete. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
We sleep, breathe, and now scratch football. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery for a chance to win up to $100,000 instantly. And enter promotional drawings for a chance to win an away game trip on a private plane, luxury suite, and on-field contest experience, VIP season tickets, and much, much more. There's a whole lot of football in every little scratch.
I'm going to HCC to get my associate's degree.
I'm going to HCC to get certified as an EMT.
To raise my GPA.
To study economics.
To study geoscience after serving my country.
Learn about renewable energy.
To get medical training.
To get the skills I need to get a promotion.
Take care of some credits.
Sharpen my computer skills.
Class sizes.
Special ed, dental high.
Learn here, train here, grow here. HCC. Start here, go anywhere. Register today. HCC is proud to be the official education partner of the Houston Texans.
NRG Stadium welcomes back the Mexican national team to Houston. Come experience the passion of head coach Miguel Herrera and stars Andres Guardado and Chicharito as they face off against Honduras. Mexico versus Honduras, Wednesday, July 1st at 8:30 p.m. Presented by Allstate. Don't forget to come early to AT&T Football Fiesta featuring Mexican legends and tour giveaways. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets today.
Get at it.
Order online at wingstop.com and get that flavor you crave. Wingstop. Get at it.